This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for November 25th, 2020. The number of coronavirus cases in Jefferson County has increased to 151, with the Public Health Department reporting three more cases yesterday, for a total of 11 new cases so far this week. There are currently 46 test results still pending. 10 of the new cases occurred in Port Townsend, while one is from mid-county area. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, and as a reminder, Governor Jay Inslee has banned all social gatherings indoors with people outside of your existing household. The only exception to the ban on gathering indoors is if all participants quarantine for 14 days prior to the social gathering, or if all participants quarantine for 7 days prior to the gathering and receive a negative COVID-19 test result no more than 48 hours prior to the gathering. Outdoor social gatherings are limited to 5 or fewer people from outside your immediate household, or outdoor spaces where everyone can stay 6 feet apart. The Jefferson County Public Health Department warns that gathering with people we don't live with, even close friends and family, may spread COVID-19, and the more people we interact with at a gathering, the higher the risk of becoming infected. The Jefferson County food banks are hard at work today to provide Thanksgiving meals to those in need. The Port Townsend Food Bank received its annual delivery of turkeys, donated by Arrow Lumber, on Monday. The food bank will be providing curbside drive-up distribution of turkeys today from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Anyone from Senior Saturday may also drive up today and get a turkey. The Tri-Area Food Bank will be providing a free, hot, takeout Thanksgiving meal tomorrow from noon to 2 p.m. Sign up ahead of time by calling 360-379-4228. For those that are homebound or have no transportation, delivery can also be arranged by calling that number. In a post on Facebook, the Jefferson County Food Bank Association thanked Arrow Lumber and all the people who contribute to the food banks during the holiday season. The post highlighted the fact that now more than ever, food support is needed in Jefferson County because of the economic impacts on families during the COVID-19 pandemic. Due to the increase in COVID-19 cases in Jefferson County, the Quilcene, Chimicum, and Port Townsend school districts are going back to remote learning starting on Monday, November 30th. Previously, the three districts allowed students to come into school for part of the week in order to keep class sizes small and maximize social distancing between students. The Port Townsend School District announced the decision to go fully back to remote learning on November 21st. And in a press release, school officials explained that with increased rate of community infection, the blended in-person learning model was vulnerable to frequent disruption due to out-of-school exposure of students and staff. None of the three districts have set a date for in-person education to resume, but all are continuing other services, including food services like meal delivery, childcare services, and technology support for students at home. And to encourage safe outdoor learning, the Jefferson County Library has now set up 3 story walks, one in H.J. Carroll Park, another at the Brennan Schools, and the third at the Jefferson County Library in Port Hadlock. The story walk installations include signs that are spaced apart from each other along a path, with each sign showing one page of a children's story. Parents can take a walk and listen to their child read the story as they weave their way from beginning to end. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.